Support for Artscape comes from Seattle Divorce Services, a law firm with a mission to improve the way divorce law is practiced in the community. The attorneys at Seattle Divorce Services help clients in conflict meet their immediate needs and achieve future security. Information at SeattleDivorceServices.com.
A big part of Tulalip culture is to revere tribal elders, like 83-year-old Wayne Williams. People call him a walking encyclopedia because the roots of his knowledge run deep.
I'm still in the same house that my grandparents built in 1922. My grandfather felt very strongly that we should remember our past and try to preserve it.
That was difficult when his grandfather was a kid 130 years ago, until his cousin told him about some pretty revolutionary concepts priests were teaching at a mission school on the reservation.
He said, the white man, he can make marks on a piece of paper, and he can send that paper far away. Another white man can look at that paper and look at those marks, and he knows what that first man is thinking.
Williams' grandfather went on to become a highly respected chief who wrote books and carved several story poles to spread the culture. He also carved canoes. Williams remembers learning how to paddle on a trek to Whidbey Island.
My grandmother said, when you splash, you call the wind. Oh. A few minutes later, then the wind started to blow very, very gently, just a gentle puff. And then it started to, get a little bit, waves. Small, but I was scared. I thought I doomed our family.
He donated that canoe and more than 100 other pieces to the Hebulb Cultural Center and Natural History Preserve on the Tulalip Reservation.
This is the main entrance to the building, and the building is made, outside is made from cedar, which was highly valuable. It was considered gold to Tulalip tribal people.
That's Tessa Campbell. She's an assistant curator and member of the tribe.
They would make their longhouses, canoes, even clothing because it was impermeable to rain. Everything was made from cedar. So
when it came to building the museum, you think that was just kind of a no-brainer?
Oh, definitely. I mean, they kind of did like the longhouse style, but it's modern.
The balance of traditional and new extends to the smallest details. Not only do the heavy cedar entry doors feature a carving of men in cedar hats and a cedar canoe on a river brimming with salmon, but images reflecting their culture continue inside.
First thing you'll notice is the tile floor, and you can see the dark part of the floor here. And we did a GIS mapping of the Snohomish River. People come in and they'll kind of follow the river.
Right into the exhibition space, the heart of the new cultural center. The polished 6,000 square foot gallery includes historic artifacts and a modern section with videos describing Tulalip today.
Sayam tanat sitsta to all the Tulalip atzil kalbuch Snohomishchad. Sayamtanat is my ancestral name that I carry. I am Snohomish.
What people will see when they come here, the exhibition theme is a story about the Tulalip people, by the Tulalip people, for the Tulalip people.
Henry Gobin is a tribal elder who oversees the museum. He says sometimes people shared somber stories. They remember a boarding school the federal government used to run on the reservation, trying to destroy their culture. There were also happy memories of growing up, fishing for salmon in big groups of families on Puget Sound. Gobin says that looks a lot different today, especially since the tribe put in a casino and business park.
The whole evolution of fishing, the girls here are still very capable of making fishing nets out of nettles. But that redefinition, you go from seagoing canoes to powered boats to nylon fishnets. The concept of fishing and providing is still there. It just has taken on a different medium.
He says the tribe has also taken a new approach to education that emphasizes identity. That's where the cultural center comes in.
This is my favorite part of the exhibit, the family tree.
Tessa Campbell punches her tribal ID number into a kiosk by a wall of names dating back to the 1800s. It retrieves her oldest relatives on census records and her family's place on the wall.
Without this, I would have never known this. I did not know this information.
I think a lot of people have this expectation that, oh, you're from that tribe, you know everything about the tribe, but that's not necessarily true.
Yes, I grew up off the reservation, and I'm learning so much about Tulalip culture. I'm learning even the Lushootse language, which I had never been exposed to. I'm learning that. I'm learning ethnobotany. I mean, for me, it's been a spiritual awakening. Every day I learn something new.
These types of realizations are exactly why tribal members say they wanted to build the center. That way, future generations will never forget what it means to be Tulalip. Charlotte Bear, KPLU News.